Hello, everybody, and welcome to Circle Radio on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Living here in Colorado along the banks of the Poudre River and looking out at the black clouds that are collecting a little bit, so we may have some water above in a while. I'm sitting here with three new friends, and we just decided that today we needed to do a show as we were all chatting. I think this is going to be a really powerful show. These are going to be three amazing people for you to meet and hear their stories and hear what's going on and hear a little bit from us, and we want to really hear from you. I see there was a lot of people on the message line, very few on the chat box. I know we haven't been doing Wednesday shows, but we're going to go with whoever's there. Running Elk messaged me a few minutes ago. He's up there with 17 people, so we got 18 people on the res connecting in. Welcome, brother. Glad you're here again. And we'll start taking the show wherever it goes. The show we came up with is Listening to Spirit and Walking Your Road. And I wrote a little bit when we, which you all saw. And I'm sorry for that background noise. I don't know what it is. Hopefully it'll go away, folks. I think we'll just let it at what we posted for now. And when we bring these guys on, I'll tell you what we meant for this show. I think most of it came from Adam, and then some of it from the rest of the talk. So, as we're getting ready for this, remember this show is all about you. So ask questions, make comments, whatever comes to you. And I think that's all I have. Sharon, are you over there?
It seems like I am. I don't know. Let me check. I'm here. This is kind of like a great opportunity to share, like to do this. I wouldn't call it unusual, but kind of like a special show. That's what it feels to me because, to be truthful, all our shows are quite powerful, but this is, this one is really special. This one has a different kind of energy and a very good one, a very positive one. So I'm really looking forward to sense the energy of this show. And, we always give really good descriptions for our shows, but we never know the road that we will take, because you guys, you all help us to, you're the directors. You help us to choose the road. So it's kind of like an open show. I don't know. That's what it feels like, really open. And I see that Sue is with us. So should we bring her in? Is that okay? Or
sure. Let's see if she's heard anything.
All right.
I am here, and I haven't. Hi, everyone. I haven't really heard anything yet. I'm excited about this show, and I'm here to listen and learn and be here and share if it comes up. And I'm excited about this. So welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so let's get it. And welcome to you guys on Chatbox. People are showing up now. So our three guests today, and I'm going to let them tell you about themselves mostly. But Adam is here, Adam Shield of the Feather, and Izzy Ramirez, who is his brother, his birth brother, but also his brother. And then, okay, I'm going to try to get this right. And if I get it wrong, you're going to hear somebody yell at me from the side of the room. Niketa Canales.
Yeah.
All right. That is the first time I've gotten it right, folks, in a week. I feel good about it. And they've been traveling around and sharing their medicine and their energy, which is really beautiful. I guess we've been together, a little bit last week, and they did a great program with us. And then last night we did some more work together. And so now we're coming in with the show. So I think we'll start with Adam, since he kind of had the first thoughts for what this show would be. Adam, welcome.
Hello, thank you, Jim and Sharon, for having us on your wonderful radio. It's a blessed to be here. So I believe to start with, me and Jim were talking yesterday about what would be or make for a good broadcast. And really, the first thing that came to mind was listening to your spirit with I believe this is important for a lot of people, especially those who deal in the New Age and even the New Age, but in general, a lot of spiritual work within themselves. It's important to know and to listen to your own spirit and to develop that technique. And as we grow, it's one thing to have teachers and to have others to show you how to listen to spirit and how to really go into that space where we can find ourselves with spirit to receive messages, to receive answers, and to receive growth for ourselves. What I've witnessed just across, traveling and seeing others is people go in within themselves and listen to their spirits, especially those elders, as they've done a lot of that work themselves where they've built that broadband or network with and really listen. But I also believe, it's one thing to listen, and then it's another to take action among yourself to discern and listen to your own spirit. Just because, what others influence or say from their own spiritual standpoint may not be necessarily what we resonate or believe with as ourselves. And so in that way, it's important to develop that line to spirit ourselves. We have amazing abilities, and it's really up to us to really connect and really to build a foundation, a network where we hear that and can connect with spirit. I've seen others, and especially others, I've seen and witnessed others when they listen to certain spiritual gurus or masters or elders, where they come out and they say, this is what spirit tells me, and this is how it is. And, not necessarily is it always good for everybody, because it is, some people resonate with that, and that's great, and others are moved from that, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But it's also up to ourselves, because it's, the divine is the ever-knowing truth, and within that truth, we have to realize and meet that truth halfway, because all truths are only half-truths, as it's a principle within, the law of the universe. If you've ever read the Kabbalah or any other sacred texts that they go through, the different laws and principles of the universe, and, universal truth is one of them. Not all truths stand for each and every one of our truths. I really living with some monks, and one of them, Dorje, who lives in Florida, runs his own spiritual center and martial arts place. He really said it best when he told me, my brother, that, you standing across that room may think it's hot or it's cold, but Not one of us is right and not one of us is wrong, because it's our own perspective. It's how we're feeling in that moment. It's how we perceive that moment. And so me standing on the other side might be hot, and that's okay. And him on the other side might be cold, and that's okay. But as he says, he's not right and he's not wrong. It's just how we perceive in that moment and what our feelings are telling us. And so that's the truth as it lies within our body, mind, and spirit. And so I really believe it's important, especially when we get into this line of work, to really start to be able to do our spiritual work by really starting to build that foundation and that network to spirit, where we listen more from that space. And, when we listen, it's listening from the mind, what the mind's telling us, because the mind is egocentric, a lot of stories, but rather really sinking into the really from that point of view, from start to build a bridge to start to start to listen more, because, you know, as we believe, you know, within our tradition, that's where spirit enters and exits, through the heart. And that's where we can go really to sit with spirit and listen to spirit. As, you know, as I mentioned, the mind is polarized. It's dualistic in its nature, and the heart is, the heart isn't polarized and sees through the one focus lens of spirit. And so seeing through that one eye, that universal eye, that spiritual light source, that's where the light. And, you know, the amazing thing is you see a lot of ascended masters, Jesus, a lot of pointing to the heart. You know, they had a recognition and knowing of the heart, and that's why every one of them really led for their heart through the different arts. They really talk about being connected into your heart space, really learning to grow and to be from that space. Where we find ourselves, especially personally, you know, it's not our mind that's going to save us. It's really our heart, and really tapping into that ability to the heart. I really believe that the heart, and as a lot of science and other people have shown, studies have shown that, you know, the first thing through conception is the heart, and so the first thing to start to think is the heart, and everything starts to develop around the heart itself. So that's where spirit starts to really, that's where we start to think with spirit, in the womb, first of all, and then the mind, and then everything else comes into play. And so it's really learning to tap into that the neurons within the heart itself, and start to think from that ability, and really to start to discern and be one with our spiritual light source from that point of view, because in that way we're connected with spirit through the heart, thinking with spirit through the heart, connected to our higher self through the heart, connected to all levels of consciousness through the heart. To do that, we need to learn, you know, just we go through grade school, you know, do education, or however we grow in education. It's important for us to grow in education with spirit by learning to listen to spirit within, you know. A lot of people in this path do a lot of good things, and that's where they receive their messages. But it's really up to us to take those messages and make them what they are worth to us. But again, it's not seeking outside of ourselves and always listening to other outside sources, as they are only external of ourselves, but starting to really start to build, as I was saying, that connection and listening for yourself and feeling for yourself, you know, because we are our best guru. And so we have to listen and start to build ourselves that way, instead of always depending on another source for that experience, or for that information, because we all have the same abilities. It's a matter of developing them with spirit.
Wow, so there's a big dose, folks, of what we're going to be talking about today. So all of you, go ahead and absorb that and let it sink into you. We had a couple quick questions or comments here. Running Elk is here. There's 18. There's 17 with him. And so Running Elk and his group say, we welcome your visitors, and they ask what tribe they are. The older relatives are in.
So what tribe, the affiliation, we're Oneida and Washu, and the Washu people reside around the Lake Tahoe area. The Oneida people were originally established and roamed the plains and land of New York City. They were one of those tribes relocated, and their reservation is up in the Green Bay area. So we're Washu Oneida, born and raised on the land of the Shoshone in Idaho, and practice and do the medicine of the Picri people in the New Mexico area. So we have a lot of affiliations with different tribes and the work that we do.
So I hope that satisfies the elders there. And yes, Running Elk and his folks, they're Lakota. So they're up on Pine Ridge. Yeah, no coincidences, right? And I see Jonathan is here with his family, and he is welcome to everyone. So good. And a lot of other people are starting to show up here. Ron, over to you. I see you put something in there.
Yeah, I was listening to what Adam said, and Adam and I worked yesterday with the crystals, and well, Adam worked, I listened, and it was really a very. I'm trying to think of a word that will match what I feel. But it was an amazing experience. Even the amazing part of that sentence is not enough, because I think I realized that when it comes to listen to the spirit, it's the spirit helps us to make the choices, walk in your road. That's what we called it. That's how we called that's the topic of the show. But yeah, I put here, the true spiritual people are not here to teach which road is the best for you or for others to take, but to show all the roads and just continue reflecting, and it's what I believe. It's really, unfortunately, we see a lot of spiritual people that say, my path is, walk my truth. That's the only truth there is. The other people that say different things are not walking their truth or walking any truth. But as a spiritual person, we all, the person needs to be open-hearted, and understand what Adam said about, the truth is in the middle of the circle. We see it from different angles, but it's still there. And we need to learn to pay attention to other people when they talk of their truths, and not to, to shut our hearts and to, and ignore. That's not the road that we all need to take. And I think that, again, this is a very interesting show, because a lot is going on. We see a lot of, I don't know, a lot of nature elements are talking at the moment. And the truth is in the middle, and the spirit is in the middle. And what we need to do, even as we are angry and frustrated and emotional in any way, the spirit comes first. And we need to, even if we don't understand it, we need to accept what it is in front of us, and trust that the only ones who can block ourselves is just us and our minds. I see a great comment from Roger here. He said, "Hard truth versus outside perception and actions. It seems to me that many know this and yet live most of their lives in denial for it, of it." I'm sorry. And you know what, Roger? I can really feel, yeah, what you just said. It's really hard to live like two different lives sometimes, the spirit needs to be in the middle no matter what. Otherwise, we lose our meanings, our essence, our center, our focus. Things need to change. And Dale said here that crystal work is very important. It enables me to focus on the work that I came here for. Yeah, I've learned that yesterday, Dale. I totally agree with you. Talking stick is in the middle.
I didn't copy it over, but Susan is here also from Great Britain, and she was just putting on the message board that we all are sharing a lot here in the show. She needs time to sit with it, and that's okay. Everybody can sit with it. Maybe we'll even take some other breaks so people can relax and sit with all this. Yeah, there's a
That's
lot
what we
coming.
have archives, by the way.
That's right, and we have the archives. You can all go listen to it as many times as you want. We haven't even gotten our other, which we're going to do in a second. talking so well about the heart. And yeah, that's correct. And he mentioned that the first thing after conception that they claim is the heart. And that's true. And that's what I have heard too. But also the last thing to die when we pass back into the spirit realm is the brain. And that's partly, as I was taught, because the heart knows and understands and can take the leaps and will lead us in what we need to do. The brain can go in fear if we allow it, and the brain's not ready to step back to the spirit realm when we go again. So a big part of the trick is stay in the heart. And those I've seen pass from the physical realm into the spirit realm with a lot of ease and a lot of grace and a lot of understanding are the ones who are able to stay in their heart right till the end. Sounds easy. It's not. So who wants to go next and talk about any of this? Here's Izzy.
Hello, all divine beings. Thanks for coming with us and being sharing this day with us. My name is Izzy, and I'm from the Washoe tribe. So we were practicing the medicine of the Puwatha tribe and have been working with several different tribes and learning about different ancient cultures and monks. And so, you know, we've reached an understanding of all interconnectedness and oneness and universal love and power. But, you know, when it comes down to listening to spirit, finding spirit, I believe eternal path, but we all learn at different rates and we all connect with spirit in different ways. So when we connect, it's about feeling. It's about turning in the inside and understanding that energy works on a molecular level and can desensitize ourselves to feel the energy of on a molecular level. We start to awaken our minds, our hearts, and, you know, our spirit, our body. We start to feel into our body and our temples. And so, I feel like this is the first stage, is becoming to know our bodies as best as we can, feeling into our bodies as much as we can, giving thanks, giving gratitude for the wonderful processes it does, day in and day out. You know, our hearts are pumping constantly, you know. The enzymes in our cells are constantly communicating through the pumping of our heart. Our heart's constantly interacting with our brain, so we've been conditioned in a way to think and experience life throughout our head. But it's, you know, all this learning and understanding is teaching us how to bridge the mind and the heart. It's easy. We don't, you know, we want to use the brain. It's not that we don't have to get out of it. It's how do we use it to our benefit, and how do we connect the heart? How do we connect the spirit? Because, you know, when we're working in all three, you know, we're pure light. We're working on, you know, way different levels in the physical realm. And when we talk about the heart can generate, you know, 50,000 times more electromagnetic grid. And it's sending and receiving in messages at thousands of miles per minute. And so energy is all around us. It's in the time and space. It's in our cells. It's everything's communicating. But, you know, when we do find our spirit and find, you know, this purpose of this life, we start to get into the problems that's going on to the earth, with the earth, and we start to feeling in what's really going on. Now it's about solution-based, action-based information. How do we... All the information's out there, you know, if we're seeking, you know, we will be able to find it. But once we gain this knowledge, how do we turn this into wisdom? How do we access others and give it to others? Because right now is the time to get it out to others, to share it, or we're seeing the earth go under. But, you know, as I was talking to Jim today, I was telling him about our tour and how we've been being able to reach so many people on so many different levels, and we have circles all over the country, but it's now. Now it's time to pull everybody together, because we need to be reaching people on mass amounts of scales. And we've been on this Spirit Hopper tour we've been on since January. We've been planting the seeds. We've been doing the work. Now we just need, sort of say, a greenhouse to bring all these seeds and grow in a way where we can teach each other without the greed part, without the money part, without the acknowledgement, without the ego. so we can build, empower each other, lift each other, and really feel that sense of unity. I guess I'll keep it short, and that's my name is Izzy again. Thanks for coming, and I'll give it back to Jim.
Thanks, Izzy. Great. Let's see, a couple other things that are coming here. Dale's also saying, yeah, truth, to really understand the heart. Absolutely. And Running Elk put in, now we need to come together to create what is needed as one. Walking the road is a road with many also. Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, we walk our own road. We walk our spiritual road. But we also need to walk in the circles, and that's kind of what we're all doing here now. And it seems to me like now the circles that are forming are the ones who are ready, and we can connect, and we can start moving ahead. Where before we had a lot of starts and stops, but now time's here, so we need to connect. And Jonathan is saying, feeling so blessed to hear from different people. We head into the Outback next week to connect. Now we will focus on going on the heart. So why don't we bring Sue in for a minute? She's had a chance to listen. I think she's still there, isn't she? Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. This is amazing, and boy, it kind of fills in and helps, because we've had shows before, and I know how I've struggled with keeping my heart open and connected, and this is all good, and for all of us to come together and start working together as a circle. I also feel it's time now that things are finally coming together. And I just wanted to share one thing that I do that kind of helps me get back into that space. And I learned this a while ago. And, I say to myself, God's light and God's love flows through me, radiates from me, everything around me. And that has become a very powerful something for me to help me get back into that space when I find myself disconnected and just in my head and not in my heart. But I do realize also that I'm not taking the time that I need on a daily practice to connect first thing, so that heart center is open, and those channels, that energy can come through, the guidance that we all know is out there for us. I mean, our guides and our helpers, animal guides, they're all there. They're all there, guiding and helping us. We just need to be open and to listen. And I know with these times that we're in right now that everyone, at one point or another, we're struggling to hold that that center, that balance that we so badly need to hold for ourselves. So this is awesome. I'll pass the talking stick.
So maybe we should. Sharon, for see what she has to say before we turn it over to Nikita.
I guess this is one of those shows that I will never forget. That's not the words that I would like to say. I feel that every time we bring a new person to the circle, or the person comes, alone, and joins the circle, it's kind of like a breeze of fresh air, and you get to breathe again, like differently. You feel like how your chest gets bigger and your heart gets bigger, and I think that the sensation of that, when you, especially when you're a spiritual person, you feel it like, in your whole system, in your DNA, in everything. And sometimes, you know, I was just reading this post from someone, and that's a great lesson for life. And I think that is one of the best lessons that I've read before. It said, an arrow can only be shot by pulling backward. When life is dragging you back with difficulties, it means that it's going to launch you into something great. So just focus and keep aiming. And that's exactly trust and surrender from where I stand, because when you're in the middle of, you know, the eye of the hurricane, and you see like everything is chaotic all around you, and you get scared, and you know, some of that chaos gets in your heart, in your system, and you get really scared and really frustrated because you don't know what to do. I think the most important thing is to remember that sometimes we can find ourselves in those situations. If situations, the arrow is, you know, is pulled back, backwards, and just, you know, to get a better aim, just to be able to see things a little bit from afar, and then to move forward and trust that no matter what we will do, as long as we have good intentions, as long as we continue to support and help each other and nurture each other, like in the medicine wheel, when all colors nurture each other, as long as we continue to have faith in that, and remember this faith is not like something that can, you know, can disappear by, you know, in a single day, then we are focused, and then whatever we'll do, it'll be good, it will be positive, and you'll continue to maintain the balance and heal in the healing process we all share. That's what I believe. So, yeah, talking sick is in the middle.
Going to pass it over to Niketa without asking any question, just to give her the mic. But Niketa's had some really interesting journeys as well, and you've heard some of mine before and some of the other folks who have been on here. Maybe that's part of what she'll talk about. I don't know. We'll see. That is Niketa. I have it now.
Hi, everybody. Really, really happy to be here. Thank you for showing up and connecting and giving this time and space and energy into learning and gathering at this moment. Yes, I guess I just wanted to share a little bit of my experience of listening to spirit and following my prayer. I am an Indigenous woman. My Indigenous family comes from Mexico, the Cocopal Reservation, and I grew up in a very Western society, suburban, completely, you know, on TV, and just kind of like a very, very distant from nature. But I felt like there was always a piece of me that was wanting to expand, always a piece of me that was always looking for something else. I would always kind of run off and go talk to the trees, and I never really understood why, and I always had like this sense of connection. And point in my life where I ended up really getting lost and just kind of journeying down some really dark roads, and I found that I was just kind of looking for maybe my family or a place to go, or I didn't really understand. I ended up really getting heavily into drugs and many abusive relationships and such, and it came a point in my life where I had a Lakota father that found me and gave me the option to either go home and die or follow him and come with him up to the mountain. And so, you know, I knew that I had a choice at that moment in my life. It's like I could have continued down this, like, egotistic, very lost road, you know, very, like, my way or the no way, or I can give this a chance and go to the mountain with this medicine man and see if I could raise my vibration or just look for something else. When taking me up to the mountain, he explained to me about Mother Earth, and I didn't know about Mother Earth at that time. I was very raised on a very Christian-based religion, something that I never really connected with so much, but he told me about Mother Earth and told me about the trees and the energy and the birds and listening of spirit. And when he was explaining this medicine to me, it was like the only thing that I really felt was real. It was like a sense of like the past life that I grew up from was a complete lie. And when he was telling me about this new way of life, or this life that has been existent this entire time that I just wasn't aware about, I was willing to dedicate my life into this completely. I knew that it was the right decision, and it was me kind of listening to spirit of saying, like, hey, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to surrender to. And so he put me up into the mountain and put me on a raw food diet and, you know, had me feed the homeless and do recovery and different 2 ceremonies a week and a lot of different therapies in order to readjust my body. One of the main things that I've really learned, though, is nature, connecting with the planet Earth, Mother Earth. I am a free spirit woman. I don't own very much. I haven't had a bedroom in 11 years. I've been camping in the wilderness or moving from house to house and studying humanity and kind of like studying myself. And I feel like I'm just on a really long journey of coming back home to where I belong. I feel where we all belong. All belong into our hearts, all belong into spirit with the nature, like the way that our ancestors have long ago. And I just feel like this is a really critical time for us to kind of come back into that space, come back into ourselves, no matter what society tells us. There is many doubts of like losing, you know, not having a big fancy house or a car that is nice, or, you know, just the kind of things that they say that you need in this society to be successful, lots of money. I've learned the hard way that none of those things really matter, you know, that the only thing that matters is my heart and nature, and no one can take that away from me, you know, no one can take away my spirit, no matter what. So I feel like I'm just on a constant journey of just like holding that ground and walking with spirit. On this path, it has opened up so many doorways to different forms of medicine, different connections, different tribes, learning, expanding, connecting. It's a world that has existed this entire time, and it's a time for it to rise back again over everything that we've built on top of it. And it's time for us to rise and listening to your hearts. You know, I was reading the other day that freedom comes with responsibility. And taking that time to go out in the morning, you know, and doing your meditation, or sitting next to the river, or even hugging a tree, makes a big difference in your day. You're making that connection with nature. You're making that embrace of like, hey, I'm here. I'm breathing you in. I am you. I'm going to be you. I'm going to walk with you every single day. And, you know, I get up in the morning and I pray. And I say, Great Spirit, you know, I am you. Let me be you in my every day and my every movement. So then I can be the greatest service to myself and to all my brothers and sisters around me, you know. And I say this prayer every single day. And I feel that spirit really, really hears me. Intends to bring me to the right places and to gives me the right medicine that I need, or allows me to share the right medicine that I can offer. And it's just a really beautiful circle. So I really recommend everybody, if you can't find a time to put down your phone or get off the computer, or, you know, take some time off work, but just like go into the wilderness, sit by the river and connect, and maybe sing a song, say a prayer, open your energy. You know, this life force is fully abundant to us, you know, like, the spirit is within us. We just need to work on it all the time, you know, just like call it into ourselves and, hey, I'm with you, connect. Because the mind will drift off to us, you know. The mind will say, oh, you know, I got all these things I need to do, blah, 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 which is really important. We have responsibilities, but responsibility right now, I feel, in this time is with spirit. We're letting go. We're learning to shed. We're learning to shed all these material things and just come back to source. And I guess that's going to be what I'm going to share today. Thank you.
So, welcome to the guests that are appearing on the chat line as well. And welcome to Sandra joining us from Iowa. Glad you're here. She's happy that we're bringing these friends to you all today, as are we. It just is working out. And if anyone, yeah, let me see, show of hands. If anyone's not hearing the emotion in the words of our guest, put your hand up. Okay, no hands. I knew it. Perfect. Yeah, you heard Niketa talk of nature, and you also heard Izzy and Adam mention nature. And you know, for our Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother work, nature is number one. But in general, for any kind of healing, nature is it. And Nikita talked about like going out into wilderness. Remember, and I'm totally about that. That's why we're up here on the river and not in a town somewhere. When you can't, it is important to connect in every day. We were kind of rushing around this morning. Izzy and I had to go to town, and I was having trouble with the computer. And still we stopped for 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes, and walked on the banks of the river just to clear our energy. So it is important to do that. And when you're too busy, wilderness can be anywhere. It can be your backyard. Go sit under a tree. Go hug a tree. Many of us have been accused of that for years anyway. So you might as well do it. But just feel the energy of nature. It is truly a beautiful thing. And so give you all a few minutes to just sit and enjoy your energy and let this go through you. And Nikita is, I did it again. I've asked her if she would please change her name. It's one of those ones I'm just having a hell of a time with. But anyway, Nikita is going to play flute for us, I believe. So just everybody relax and enjoy this. I got to say. So there's some good comments, some good questions, but I'm going to pass it over to Sue for a couple minutes here because we can go longer, but Sue has to leave probably at 2 o'clock. You still there?
I am still here, and that flute sounded very familiar. That was beautiful. You know, it's just alone, just being able to connect on these shows,
you know, even though I'm at work, I'm able to get away and do this. But the heart center is so important, and it is, and nature is just where we need to be, where we need to connect. Even if it's just for a second, for a brief moment. I mean, just looking even out your window and watching a bee or even a fly or a mosquito, looking at a beautiful flower, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's beauty everywhere, and it's all around us. And there's just so much joy. It can bring so much to your heart to connect to these, you know, to nature and just what she has to offer. And that alone just really, really guides you to be where you need to be. I mean, we are all one. We are everything that we see around us. And when we connect like that, everything around us feels that. And keeping in that heart space alone will help others as you walk. When they know that you're walking in a beautiful way, and they can see it. People notice that. I mean, it's amazing, you know, you can be in a crowded place, and it's amazing those who are connected will notice and will smile. And others will kind of notice, but then look away out of fear or just not understanding what they're feeling. But we are truly all connected, and having that heart space open is just so important. And, you know, in any music, anything can help bring you to that space. And I know for one, the flute is just so powerful, and I enjoy playing that myself, and just singing and just being one with everything around me. Talking stick is yours.
That you're on my ticket, so I'll take it.
Oh, no, I don't care. I guess.
You want to comment on what it is?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I think I need some Kleenex because I just cried when when I heard the flute. No, I mean, I guess in those shows you gotta, you know, prepare yourself and bring some Kleenex. No, it seems like, you know, listening to the flute and the power and the energy of it, and I just wrote here on the chat box that the simple things in life are the ones that make our hearts and spirits bigger and lighter. It sure feels like that this really, like, going out in nature, you can't really connect to nature where you're, you know, if you're just, you know, in your between your four walls and doing the routine things in life. I mean, it's not supposed to be so hard for anyone. And I worked in a hospital, but, you know, even as I worked at a hospital, I meditated every day, sometimes even twice a day. I sang and I drummed and I prayed, and I did that not because I felt obligated to do it because I owed something to someone, but as a medicine. And the medicine, it's not always for, you know, not always to heal someone who feels like he is sick or wounded, but it is for the heart to feel like it's alive, and the spirit to feel like it's alive. Medicine is, it's, you know, it's the everyday lives, like deeds that we do. And there's a great comment here from Sandra that I would like to share. Sandra, our sister, she said. I really liked her. I cleaned my floors for 7 days after Leon, her husband, died. But because I was clearing my path, not only his path that he was taking, but I felt I was cleaning my pathways, and this is what helped me to balance. She's a beautiful woman, and I think it was for Nikita. And I hope that I said that correctly. If not, then you can, you know, you can tell me. Yeah, so I feel lighter. That's what I want to say. So, Talking Sick is yours.
So there's a few other comments and questions here, including Roger sharing that he's sharing himself with mosquitoes last night. likewise here. I was getting them last night, too. Actually, I asked Adam at one point if he would move the buffalo hide inside so I could participate without being eaten alive. But that's all right. They're part of the circle. I'm just going to throw a little bit out here, and then I'll ask a couple questions, one from Running Elk, and I don't know where the other one is now. I'll find it. Because we are talking from going from the heart, working in the heart now, and the fact that people and groups are showing up who are thinking of, I almost said like mind, but actually like heart. That's really functioning in circle. And last night, we four sat here down in my office and just started chatting and talking about, well, what things can we work with on together now to let them happen better and to let all of us do what we're meant to do. And I think that's the phase we're in right now. Matter of fact, I know it is. And it may not happen the way it has in the past. It may happen in a new way. But I think everybody out there that's working in your heart, make sure you're connecting with all the others working in their heart where there's any kind of like mind. Because now it'll work better than it has before. And people will send us things at times and say, you know, I connected with this circle and that circle, and it just didn't work. Or this person and that person. Yeah, we've walked that. I can see Sue shaking her head right now, and Sharon. So, yes, and some of that will always happen, but right now is the time for people to show up who we need to work with. And just again, just with our little connection here, this was Adam reaching out and making a phone call because they were going to be in this area, and then someone else was going to be with them playing a big role in this. And that changed. So suddenly it was just the three of them. And that's actually exactly the heart medicine we needed to connect this circle at this time. So to me, that's really an important thing to remember. And let me now put this one up there, and we can see who wants to. Oh, Sandra also put up that the first part of that quote that Sharon read about my good friend here, whose name I won't even try to say. I'm only kidding. I had it. I had to stop and think. The first part of it was Cherokee, so it probably came from her grandmother, the part about the floor and sweeping our floor. So I just wanted to share that. Then Running Elk had asked, do you share ceremony as you teach also? And here's another one I want to, because I don't want to lose this. This was a good one. And then we'll give the mic to these guys, and they can say what they wish. Okay, from John. Not sure where John's coming from, but welcome, John. I hear her words. Again, going back to, you guys keep making me say her name. Will you cut it out? Nikita. I hear her words. Wow. I've dealt with things, with these things, this things before. Do we all go through things very hard before we can be in the heart? So there's two different ones. Someone's asking about, do you also share ceremony? And someone else is asking about, do we have to go through really difficult times to be able to function in the heart?
Okay, about ceremony, yeah, we do travel. When we travel, this tour was about ceremony and really spreading the ceremony and awareness. And like we were talking about earlier, really connecting to the nature and the Father, and, you know, really... When I'm describing this process to people, it's, you know, our Divine Mother is conscious, our Divine Father is conscious. The all, the all-knowing source, Great Spirit, is conscious, you know, and it feeds down the river and into, feeds down like an ocean into these little rivers, you know, into the Divine Mother, into the Divine Father. And so when we go around spreading awareness and doing our teachings and doing our medicine work, you know, I really tell people that it's from nature that we first got our prescriptions, you know, so to say. We got our medicine because that's where it comes from. That's the primal source. That's where the mother feeds and nourishes and nurtures us. The first medicine to man and woman was given through the mother. And so we use that through the stones. We use that through the feathers. We use that through the imagination, you know, because that's how our ancestors worked. And they really helped to empower people through these tools, not by telling them, I'm giving them a prescription and tell them to go take this three times daily and go out there and see how you feel to cover those symptoms or suffering. But really, it's about showing people how to empower themselves once again, because somewhere along the way, we really fell outside of the heart and into the mind. You know, it's you hear some talk about almost like bumping our heads, and we woke up and we found ourselves in this world where there's disease, madness, and chaos. And so it's really about reaching back into that space of the heart. And, you know, when we need that support, the support comes from the mother, the support comes from the father, but how do we utilize that? It's a matter of asking. A lot of times we take that for granted and just take or just do without asking. But how can we receive that medicine if we're not asking for it? The mother's there at our disposal to help. She wants nothing but to nurture and care for us as we walk among her womb. Same with the father. You know, the mother nourishes, gives us the medicine, gives us sustainability, gives us that love and nurturing and affection that a mother shows, and the father shines his everlasting light and love upon us. But it's up to us to ask, and not just to ask, but to tap into that source each and every day. You know, I tap into the heart's mother. I connect heart to heart with the mother. I connect heart to heart with the father. And then I feel the primal Great Spirit within myself at that center, at that heart center. And within those, you know, within that support system, no disease, no, you know, I really feel like I'm really provided and guided and protected within that space, because I feel myself up each and every day with the mother, with the father, and with the I am. And around that, it's almost like I built sustainability and spiritual grid around myself where I feel guided and protected by the mother and led in that way. And just to answer that ceremonial question, we do ceremony. I mean, we do it more, you know, and Niketa has ways of doing from ceremony from, but what she brings from South and from Mexico. And then we utilize it from more of the Native American perspective up here and Sweat Lodge. And more so the ceremony we like to do is either fire or gratitude ceremony. And we feel like gratitude ceremony is so important. You know, this is one thing we really teach within our traditions and other traditions I found for that matter is that, you know, within our tradition, we don't have words for want or need. You know, there is no, that creates an entitlement basis. And why create an entitlement basis when that's just a structure around? It creates that structure. And so through that flesh perspective of want and need, it's as if, you know, we're praying as asking, you know, when our ancestors did it through gratitude, when they went and prayed for the rain, when they went and prayed for the food, they prayed for it in a way where they already gave gratitude for it. It's already there. It's already met as a divine, all worthy beings that we are. It's already met. It's there at our hand. It's just now owning up to it and allowing it to come in. And so really looking at our words, you know, and that's what we love to share within the ceremony is showing, exposing that, and then giving gratitude through that in the circle. Because once we put it out there through gratitude, it's the universe's job to catch back up to us. Because now the universe is looking down and saying, well, they're giving gratitude for something he doesn't even have already. And he is divine, all worthy, part of Great Spirit, part of creation. So we have to own up. We have to, you know, we have to give. We have to allow that for him, for her, for their brothers and sisters. So in that way, you know, when we use words as desire and will, because desire and will is of the divine language. You know, desire, I always tell desire, when we break up the word desire, D-E is the abbreviation for divine. Sire translates into Lord or Son of God. And so in that way, when you look at desire, we are divine sons of God, divine all-worthy sons of God. And so in that way, we're worthy of everything as part of creation because we are that. And so teaching and sharing ceremony through gratitude, I believe, is important for people to understand in that way. And other means of ceremony is just as important as, you know, that was a gift from spirit to us to show reverence to spirit and love and satisfaction through our hearts to the infinite one that all is. So I'll end it there, and I'll give it to Nikita to answer the other question.
So we're just kind of going over the second question of from John, if I do have to suffer in order to come into the heart. I wouldn't want to say that we have to suffer to come into the heart, you know, that was just like particularly my path, you know, and I'm just going to like share a little something for those of us that are going through a hard time right now, and we're having a hard time trusting, believing, feeling love at this moment. One of the things that my grandmother has really taught me is looking into these dark places, you know, these places that we get ourselves into. For instance, you know, I was beaten and in one relationship, you know, and I have that experience. And, you know, and I take this really intense situation or whatever is going on in my life, and instead of looking at it as a form of a victim, because we go into this place of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. And of course, we go into that place, and it's good to feel that, but also trying to turn it around into a form of medicine. I'm learning to really take personal responsibility in my life, and sometimes we are the victims in our situations, but if we can take what has happened to us, take this pain and turn it into medicine, for instance, what have I learned from this situation? I'm never going to let that happen to me again. What can I do to strengthen myself, or then I can like make a stronger foundation for myself, or then this doesn't happen to me again? And I do a lot of psychology, and I do a lot of counseling, and I found out through a lot of the pain that I've gone through in my life, they have just been building stones on me finding full understanding and full compassion, like so much compassion for humanity, you know, like I now have a full understanding of what some people go through, and I consider that a gift, to know what it's like to go through pain and to be there for somebody and be able to hold them and say, hey, it's going to be okay because we can fight through this. You know, we don't have to sit in the pain and it doesn't have to follow us for the rest of our lives. We can literally look at it and say, okay, we can try to find a way to find gratitude and send prayers towards the directions and try to take these situations in order to build our strength up in order for us to be, I feel, stronger teachers, you know, just good teachers for the next ones to come, or the other youth that is walking in this direction will be able to be there for them and to give them advice. So if anybody that's going through some tough times right now, you know, just kind of give gratitude for your breath of air at this moment that we're alive and that you're going to get through this. We're going to get through this, and you're going to move through it. And these cycles, you know, the tree, it is born, it grows, and then it falls, and then it dies, and it recomposts, and then it grows again. So, you know, we go through these dark places in order for us to be reborn again. And so we learn to honor these dark places, and we learn to take them in as medicine and try to find a way of gratitude and turning around, for then we have more strength in our life. Thank you.
Just to touch on Nikita, what was saying, and for all those who are struggling, it's you know, I think we have to understand that we have to go through these lessons of a negative time to gain what we're supposed to be here to learn, or we wouldn't be experiencing that. We also got to understand that the universe and our hearts aren't polar. It's only whole, and so it doesn't see negative. And so everything that we're experiencing that we seem as negative is only so our brains and our bodies can reach a state of vulnerability so we can so we can take that lesson in deeper and deeper and actually learn that. Because all of our lessons will keep repeating itself if they're not learned. Until they're learned, we can release that, acknowledge that, and turn that into knowledge. Then we can turn it into wisdom, so where we can start using it as a tool in teaching and providing people healing through the experience. But we have to go through that experience in order to gain that truth. And everybody has their own truth through experience. You know, all the information's out there in books and on the internet, but through the experience is where we can really see the knowledge and gain that into to wisdom for healing. And so, you know, I think when we see ourselves experiencing something negative, we're participating in our flesh side, our ego side, because we're giving ourselves self-pity of something that we feel under attacked, but we're not. It's just something we have to experience in order to move on. Or, you know, if we didn't have to experience that, we wouldn't have to be in this earthly plane experiencing all the lessons that we have to experience. You know, if we were at Christ consciousness, we wouldn't have to be here living this. But, you know, with that said, we also have the opportunity to turn this life into something very, very, very beautiful if we choose to. And that's our basic choice. Every day and every moment, it's about the living. And every choice, whether it's going to the bathroom, taking out the garbage, we have the choice to do that action out of love or out of fear. And whatever one we choose to participate in daily activities is how we're going to polarize our mind. Once we keep polarizing our mind towards the positive, we get to bridge the left and right hemispheres because they no longer feel separated. Once we get to do that, we get to bridge the hemispheres with the heart because we're sensitizing ourselves to the natural elements, to the energies around us, feeling into everything around us. So I think a lot of the experiences that we have to go through is part of our agreement here, and not to take self-pity on ourselves, because it's that we're creating that for ourselves. We create those thoughts. Our thoughts aren't ours. We're generating them ourselves. And so when we participate in that way, in that negative aspect, we continually feel that under attack. We continually feel that we're going under, so to say. But I think it's just recognizing it. It's a living, all part of it, and polarizing ourselves. And that goes with, you know, tuning into our bodies, feeling into our bodies, living, giving blessings, understanding that the food is a gift, brushing your teeth in a mindful manner. Everything becomes a prayer. Everything becomes a meditation. So when we start to participate in a positive manner, we get to see the healing capabilities come about. We get to connect with other people on a completely different way. Otherwise, we won't have to experience that. We have to experience that to gain that truth, I feel. Thank you.
A lot of people saying, wow, I can hear it. Let's see if Sue's still there. Yeah, she might want to say something before she has to go. If she's going, maybe she's not.
No, I'm here. I can't leave. No, everything that you're speaking of is just so powerful. And you know, the choices I had made myself to be able to be where I am now, I wouldn't trade them in for the world just for that reason, because, they were lessons and things that I needed to learn in order to grow and become, you know, who I was meant to be. So your words are, all of you are just so powerful and so helpful, and I know will help many as they walk and as they listen and learn and grow. Because, it's only our minds that can stop us, and the fear that we create through our minds that can hold us back. And it's just powerful medicine to learn to be in the heart and to be able to stay there. And that is the true learning, is to be able to stay there. And I'm honored to be able to partake and listen and also share
today, and I thank you all of you for being with us, and I will see you later when I get out of work. Take care, everyone. Love and light to all. Bye-bye.
See you later. I'm just going to put one thing up here, and then we're going to shift over to Sharon, and maybe she'll share something she put up because I really love it. One of the grandmothers with Running Elks Group said, "The relatives are speaking well. They sound young. Are they? Even better if they are." So, yeah, I'll just tell you, Adam is 67. Yes, they are all relatively young, which is good, absolutely. But their spirits are older. So I hope that answers your question. And it is good that they're young, because we do need that mix, not only of male-female, but young and old, four colors, all of it, the whole bag of it. With that, over to you, Sharon.
You know, I feel good about myself, not be the only young person around. Yeah, I wrote here that I feel as peace whenever it will come from the spiritual people, because we all speak the heart language. I think that sometimes peace, you know, we hold peace at bay and not allowing it to come because we are, you know, thinking of terms of right or wrongs. We talk, but we don't listen. And there's no real communication and connection, although we all know that we need to change that. So I think the, you know, the spiritual ones are the ones who will guide peace inside, within, you know, in each of and every one of us, but also between each other. I was thinking about what Easy and Adam said, and well, first of all, Adam, you spoke the words that you told me yesterday, so it was pretty cool. Yeah, I feel like, you know, when we'll pray, some of us pray for something they want or something they need, and we'll pray even if, you know, there are people that would call it in a different way. I don't know. But we all pray. We all talk to Creator. We all talk to God, Great Spirit, you name it. When we are in a lot of pain and confusion and fear and anger, it's so-called normal to say, Why are you giving me this punishment? Why do you punish me? Why do I feel like that? Why do I feel like I'm in pain all the time? Why am I so confused? And so on and so forth. And when we ask that, when we ask and pray and ask the why questions are always difficult and really not spiritual sometimes, but when we ask, and we also it comes in form of a pray, and we invite that energy in. And this is something that I wouldn't recommend anyone to do anyway, because it's kind of like praying for more negativity and block ourselves from the real connection, the heart connection to spirit. I think it's incredibly hard, but incredibly necessary to stay open and clear with yourselves, but not never lose hope, or at least do all that you can not to lose hope, not to lose the joy of your life. And it's really easy to say, I know, it's really easy, but even if you don't feel like it, go out to nature, hug a tree, sit near a tree, feel the Earth Mother speaks, Even if you don't understand what she says, it doesn't really matter. Everybody can do it. Everybody. It just takes the real heart to, you know, to make it through and do it. And we all have hearts. We just need to do it. Yeah, talking sick is in the middle.
So we'll probably stay on here until sometime tomorrow is my guess. Some of the things coming up here are really interesting. First of all, one that Sharon put up, which I really love. I feel like peace, whenever it will come from spiritual people because we all speak the heart language. Yeah, absolutely right. And any of us who have been on this road for a while, I think are well aware of that. But it's good to always be reminded of that. We've talked about this in other shows. There were times that this could have happened. Even in our current walk, for some of us, back in the 60s, things started to open up. But there wasn't enough of us yet. We didn't reach critical mass. And we have some shows about that, which you're welcome to go to the archives and find and give a listen. Now there are enough. And, yes, to be there, to be ready, you have got to be in the heart or you simply won't be able to connect. And that's not good or bad. You know, you'll just go do your work somewhere until you are ready. But if you're not in the heart, you're not going to connect up with these circles. And I think that's partly, too. And when Sue drums and sings or plays the flute, people always ask for more. And now Niketa, same thing. It's because those things do absolutely talk directly to the heart. And Roger asked if she had anything on YouTube, and the answer is that coming soon. So look for that. And wherever they put that on YouTube, we will link it up so it's also in our YouTube offering. Because I have a feeling we'll be linking up more and more. And Roger said, we are all of the so-called Christ consciousness here to both learn and teach, but most have simply forgotten. It's my perception that even to the one we call the Christ was here to both learn and teach. Absolutely. Any teacher is not much of a teacher if he's also or she is also not a student. You've got to be both. If you're not, you're missing a big part of the point. And that's been a problem for a long time. It's been a problem with some of the elders. It's been a problem with some of the young ones. It's shifting. I know for me, when Sharon appeared and she and I reconnected this lifetime, I felt that right away, and I've always felt it. But with her, it was just such a strong realization. Yeah, there was things I could bring her, and there was things she could bring me. So, yeah, I completely and totally, and everyone here is nodding their head. So I could pass the mic around, but I think everybody agrees. Yes, you have to both learn and teach. They go together. I could go on and on. I don't know. Should we go further, or should we have some flute? All right, so people...
I think flute will be great, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people jumping up and down going flute. Okay. So we're going over...
All
this
right.
Is a flute. Thank you. Are we still there? You dropped the phone.
No, we are here. Okay. I was just mesmerized. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I think we all were. Man, I don't know what she was doing, but it's pulling tears out of me. And Dale saying...
It's kind of like a magnetic force from the flute that kind of like... I don't know. It's amazing.
Dale saying, this is spirit music enhancing the connection of us all. Yeah, wow. We may have to find reasons to keep Niketa here for a while. You know, just so we can share music and whatever. Although I'm sure we'll all be visiting often.
Well, maybe Niketa will stay until you'll learn how to pronounce her name correctly.
No one likes a smart aleck twin.
Yeah.
See, everybody's laughing, and I'm sorry, what'd you say, Adam? Oh, Adam said maybe she'll stay here until you get here.
Oh, wow.
I made that up.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's a good one.
More comments,
but even
more
this,
questions?
You know, even just talking about it, that's a prayer, you know? So, yeah.
Maybe we'll pass the mic here around the circle to see who wants to still have things to say or add anything into this. And then if we're really lucky, maybe Niketa will play. Now, I did that one on purpose. We'll play one more piece to take us out. Does that sound good, Sharon?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So I'm just going to start. Actually, we're going to go. I'm going to go a little bit of contrary medicine, and we'll go in the opposite direction of the sun.
I'd like to touch on a little bit of our experience at the Arise Festival this past weekend, and what a really uniting, transformational experience it was. It was just a lot of music, a lot of healers came together, a lot of people from different tribes, there are a few teepees, but the sense of interconnectedness, it just allows you to experience it, a semi-large festival on such a grand scale of the type of love that exists out there, the type of love that's within all of us, something that we have to access, something we have to listen to, and we, on our travels, we've been kind of directed into a lot of the action-based, solution-based information. We've been coming into a lot of the people that we're supposed to be meeting in order to come up with some type of clinic, come up with some type of sanctuaries, whether it be, you know, some type of where we can do sweat lodge or ceremony, wherever it is. But it's just using our resources in every way, understanding that we're provided for in every single way or we would not be here. With that said, the solution-based, it's, you know, a lot of it starts with us. It's how do we access a lot of these people that are already sick, that have some type of disease of the mind or the body or whatever it is. It's, you know, we that's what we do in ceremony. We pray for all these people, our friends, our loved ones. That's what we're doing. But, you know, what can we do right now to help everybody in this moment? Well, right now it's, you know, everybody being on this phone call doing, you know, sharing this information. It's also living. It's the living. It starts with us and every moment of every day, doing your work, doing your self-work, whether it be practice of yoga, meditation, flute, the didgeridoo, creating wire wraps. It's you're doing your work, and therefore doing your work, the universe recognizes that, and we're raising each other's vibrations constantly. And we see that in everyday examples. Everything's moving. The sun's moving. The water's moving. It's just, instead of asking what can we do in the future, it's, you know, what can we do right now? It's, we have this now and this time and moment to to reflect on different experiences we're going through, to talk to one another, to empower each other, and it's picking out all the lessons that we've been provided for and take the light out of them, and how do we move forward and right now in this moment. And it's simple. It's how do we help others? It's do your work right now. It's reflect and vibrate and give as much love as we can, because we know the outcome's already there. We already know that everything's already been done. We see that in the Akashic Records. We see that in the memory of everything that's living. The outcome is there. It's just we have to go through the process of picking everybody up, doing the self-work. And so, you know, when we do our self-work, we start to see that in others. The universe starts to present us with people that are vibrating at our same level. And so we can create and manifest the things that we're desiring. And we desire to heal all people. And so when we can heal all people, first we have to understand that we have to love ourselves before we can love anybody else. We have to forgive ourselves before we can forgive anybody else. So once we start with the self-work and understanding that we're doing this constantly, daily, we can start to reach out to everybody in mass quantities. We understand where the future is taking us. It's the now that we have and doing the self-work, and it'll be manifested. We all know that. The outcomes are there. Just we're going through the process is all.
I just want to thank all of you again, and I just want to end and tell you guys, you know, this talk was about how to develop spirit and really learn that for yourselves, you know, discern that for yourselves, take that in for yourselves. You know, it's really important, and, you know, I might be preaching to the choir too, but, you know, teach that to another brother and sister, you know, and lift them up. And, you know, me and Niketa were sitting here, and at that festival my brother was talking about, we ended with, we will
lift each other up, higher and higher, and we will lift each other up, higher and higher, and we will lift each other up, higher and higher, and we will lift each other up.
Yeah. So it's, you know, being that example, being that reflection for another, you know, we might be on our path and we might be listening to spirit as we should be, really doing our work personally, but how are we in our relations with one another, and how can we reflect that out to our other brothers and sisters, as this is important, you know, just as we lift ourselves up, we have to lift those around us up as well, because that's just a mere reflection of that. And if we're just, you know, doing our work and being, you know, empowered just solely through our own motivation, through our own self-esteem, through our own way, that's great, but why not take another along with us, you know, take another brother and sister. And so I really encourage each and every one, you know, if we're doing our work, really to help and spread that awareness to another brother and sister. And that's what this tour is all about, you know. When we first started this, it was just, we had no idea. We didn't know where we were going. We didn't have an agenda. All we knew is that we were just going to go out there and make a difference in the world. And, you know, I care so much about this place, this world, each and every one of you, and it's important, you know. It really is important at this time. And if we can start to create and start to dream from the center of the heart, you know, amongst all everything else, you know, like we're talking about, you know, Sharon was talking about, you know, being in the center of the hurricane, you know, really allowing ourselves to be settled within that silence and within that knowing, within that light source of being, then we can really start to build a bridge from the heart into the mind and into the spirit realm, or where we come from in our truest essence, you know, which we are a part of. And so I just want to thank you all. And, you know, this tour, again, we'll be coming through. We're on a 50-state tour, so the plan is to hit all 50 states. We're going to come through, go back through Wyoming, South Dakota. And it's great to connect with, you know, other people and like-minded individuals. You know, as, you know, we don't have a home. You know, we have a home. This earth is our home, of course, but, you know, we don't have a physical place where we go back to and put up our hats. And, you know, it's a vehicle, and it's our tent, and it's people, you know, gracious enough like Jim to allow us to stay at their homes and host us, you know, because, again, you know, it's about taking action. And that's what this was about, is just going out there and spreading the awareness, spreading the love, spreading the medicine, bringing the medicine back to the people. Really, really what spirit had given and shown our ancestors, and bringing that back, because that's what's going to save this world in the end, you know. And it's a matter of sinking it into our hearts and showing the medicine through our heart and through what the mother and the father and great spirit shows us within ourselves, and how we can reflect that back to, out to one another. So please look us up on Facebook. I'm sure Jim might share our info, or if you're friends with him on there. And like I said, we're continuing this tour. We got to go back to California here at the end of the month, planning to go to that Unity Festival in South Dakota. And if any of you don't know about it, please look it up. It's a great benefit. It's a free festival put on by the Sioux Nation there in the Black Hills area, where you can go and just, you know, connect with another, a lot of protest activists, good activist work, a lot of good awareness of what's going on in this country, you know. And going to this festival was a good reminder, you know, of like the Keystone Pipeline and actually in Seneca Falls and New York, and where my people, Oneida tribe, was from. And, you know, with the Apache Nation and what's going on with them right now and their land. And, you know, there's so much going on in this world, and it's up to our, you know, it's really our responsibility to educate ourselves, to be aware of this. And then we can start to put our prayers and start to dream through the heart in that way, and start to bring that love and healing and support that's needed for our people at this time and for those willing to make a difference. So, again, I thank each and every one of you from my heart to your heart. I love you all. And thank you for being part of this broadcast. And here's Nikita.
Hi, everybody. Really beautiful connect. I'm so happy and thrilled that all of you are really connecting with this the flute music that has been playing here. And, you know, I'm just going to say playing the flute really helps me connect to the heart. Music comes from a place of the heart. So even if you're not musical, maybe just, you know, to do a little dance or pick up a drum, just kind of beat it and play from the place of your heart. And that's a really good way of connecting with spirit and your heart, and sing your songs, whatever songs may come your way. This is a really daily practice that I do, and it's given me a chance to really hear my heart and feel my heart. And so I recommend everybody, you know, picking up music and working with vibration. You know, it's such a beautiful tool. I really want to honor everybody and just really give thanks, you know, for this moment and time and space of us coming together. I really want to honor all the elders that have carried down this medicine from long ago for us to be able to have this knowledge for us today. I'm so grateful, and I really want to take a big piece of my heart out to all of the Indigenous tribes, all the people out there that are on their path, all the youth right now that is finding their way back home, or that are guiding other youth members. I really want to send my heart out to them, and that they come home, come to nature, and that they be part of this collective tribe. I want to thank Mother Earth for providing all this beautiful information for us at this moment, helping us activate ourselves for us to be stronger individuals for this planet. And so just sending my prayers out, I'm giving thanks, and I hope you've enjoyed the show.
So beautiful. Oh my God. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep at night because of that. Thank you everyone for joining us again. It was, you know, I'll say amazing show that you won't believe me anyway. So it was beyond amazing. I don't know what word I can use really. I would definitely recommend people to listen to this show like 300 times in a row because it's really that powerful. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for our guests. You know, you're awesome. Thank you, Sue, for being with us. Thank you, Earth Mother, Father Sky, the Great Spirit, Animals. Wow, it's the list is really long, but thank you, really, like, really big gratitude. And we will see you again this Sunday with a brand new show. And continue listening to your spirit and walk your own road and trust it with all your hearts. See you again soon. Bye.